Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place. So today I am joined by somebody who is just awesome. I think, yeah, she's got such a nice thing that she's doing. Natalie is the, let me see if I get this right, the membership strategist, AI integrator, co-founder of the Membership Lab and podcast Leadflow. And more, yeah, look at that, yeah, awesome. More than that, I think, yeah, she's an entrepreneur and she's in France and she's doing what she loves. Yeah, which is, yeah, taking to people a range of different things. She's over the years done a lot of work on membership sites, so we'll dig into that a little bit. And she's also done a range of other things, and I love that you're getting into AI and see how that all works. First of all, give us a little bit of history about who is Natalia?
Natalie.
Natalie.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the show, Roy. So to make it really short, yes, I live in France. I run a business with my husband. It's my business partner. We've been running it for 20 years. We met at school and moved to the US to live the American dream back in 1995. And we stayed there for 10 years as software engineers and then moved back to France with our three kids in 2005 to start a business, because even though we really loved our jobs over there, it was very fulfilling. It was in the biotech industry. We were in the right place, Silicon Valley, making loads of money. But the life outside of work, we just didn't have time to spend time with the kids, and we were picking them up very late. And we were like, we want to stop this, and we want to move back closer to family. We was getting older, and we want to be there for our kids. So we moved back in 2005, just so that we thought it would be 2 years. We're still here 20 years later for several reasons. But we started our own business that we run from home. And that's really what allows us to build a business on our terms. So always getting paid from day one we started the business. That was not a compromise. And be there for our kids. Now they've left the nest, but that's really the life that we built together and the business around it. It's very intertwined. There is no like life and business for us. It's like very much almost one and the same.
I think the important thing, well, a few important things here. Firstly, yeah, we've spoken a bit, and you're living the life you love, right? This is so very important. And yeah, there's so few business owners out of all of the business owners out there that can actually get to this point of balancing everything correctly, because it's juggling, and getting to this point of balance is so important. And we're going to dig into that a little bit today. But first of all, let's just go into what you guys do. I really want to dig into the membership stuff first, and then the two new podcasts, Leadflow and the Membership Lab.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the membership lab and building memberships is something we've been doing for years. And basically what we do there is we help businesses. We want to create an online portal, an online offer where they can scale their expertise and really create an experience for people online so that they actually get results, right? So that's really our focus, creating great experiences online so that people will not only join your membership, but they will stay. And in order for them to stay, they need to get results, hence the experience. And then I would say 6 years ago, we started to integrate AI into it. So back then we didn't have the tools that we have today, okay?
For
So
sure,
you
right?
really had to be a developer and really think hard, which is what Olivier, my husband, does. And we started to create these tools because, again, we were looking into how can we help people find the information that they need faster. So not a basic search, something that can search through the audio, through the video content and things like that, and show you exactly this is where it's mentioned, right? Like for call replays, nobody watches replays, but there is gold stuff in it. Okay, how can we help people find that stuff? So that's really how it started. And I want to say, like everything that we do, it's really been a thread in our business, is we are problem solvers. So we look at, is there, and that's a mistake we made when we moved back to France. We could go back to that if you want, but how we spent like $500,000 of our own money into building softwares, not knowing if people wanted to buy that. But back to what we found now, it's look at a problem that people have and can you create a solution for it? So that's how the AI came about. People were like, how can I improve the experience? How can I make my retention better? And it's not about giving them more content, more videos to watch. Nobody wants to watch videos. Everybody wants results, right? So, and now with what we have at our disposal with the open APIs and all these different models, how can we create tools inside memberships and online courses to speed up results, to boost people confidence, to create role play, right? And those are things that people don't even imagine are possible. So I'm glad we're having that conversation because that's like my mission, to tell people that AI is not just ChatGPT to write flat, boring copy. We use AI to customize, to amplify messages, right? It's an amplifier, it's a multiplier, it's an accelerator. You need something good to amplify it, right? If you give it nothing, then it's going to be plain, flat, right? So that's really how it's been evolving with memberships. And right now we are behind big memberships that have like thousands of members and that are like basically always actively listening to their members. How can we make this better? How can we improve that experience? Is there a tool like, I'm sure you're familiar with custom GPTs, right? And ChatGPT, like one of the services that we have is that we actually create custom GPTs, but inside portals. Because now you can monetize them and you can see only if you're a member, you have access. Plus, your content is more protected, right? Because in a custom GPT, if you go and put in your whole course, load it into the GPT, people can share it and you don't know who's basically using it, right? So it's all these tools that we're creating. And that's really, like I said, being the thread in the business is, and Olivier, my husband, is great at this, identifying, oh, I think there is a problem here. And that's how we came to Podcast Leapfrog as well, which we can talk about later.
I think that's such an important point, though. This AI world, it's here, right? It's here. The train has left the building. It's going at freight train speed and it's picking up speed, and you need to get on it. And I think where a lot of people get really stuck is that there's just so much noise, right? There's so many tools and so many options. And I spend a lot of time in my business coming down to what is the problem? As you say, what is the problem that we need to fix? Because otherwise you get stuck. I'm a typical entrepreneur. I get, shiny shititis, I call it, right? Where I just chase shiny shit all over the place. And just say, okay, so look at the business, look at the model, look at what you're doing. Now let's actually look at what is it, what is the problem we need to fix? A, I need to get more leads in. Okay, so how do we fix that problem? B, I need to do better in operations. Okay, so are we better with our clients? And then all the things that follow on from that. So if we dig into the problems and then just try and fix that problem, you don't end up running around all over the place. So I very much agree with what you're saying there. So tell us a bit about the journey of going through. I love that first story where you decide, I'm now going to be an entrepreneur. We step out of the comfort zone of lots of money and so.
So actually, it sounds all like rainbow and unicorns from the outside, but inside, it's really been a challenge, like for years. And it still is today, if I'm being honest. Not everything is rainbows and roses, right? So Basically, I am not wired as an entrepreneur. Like, I'll be honest, even today, I'll be okay with a job that's fulfilling where I feel I'm making a difference because I am a to-do list person. Give me a task and I can check and I'm golden. My husband is the entrepreneur. He's always wanted to have his own business, right? He was a director of software in a big high biotech company in the Silicon Valley, but he wasn't happy. That was still not enough. He's always wanted his job. So that was the opportunity when we moved. And that's been really hard because he actually fired me not once, but twice.
You have to tell us, what did you do wrong? Nothing.
Very simple. Very simple. I was acting as an employee. So not making decision, not stepping up. So in retrospect, we've both learned things. One of the things that I learned, actually, I think it's probably 2015, so really late, was that it's okay that I'm wired that way. I'm not broken. There's nothing wrong with me.
Exactly.
However, being aware of what my, not even my weaknesses, but what can trip me and block me, it's very valuable knowledge because now I can do something about it. I can surround myself with people that can do the thing. And actually, we've been complementing each other very well. And now we know that, which is a strength. But when you don't know it, it's not a strength because we constantly don't align. Why should we have a 2-hour meeting where there is no like checklist bullet point at the end? I feel like we've wasted our time. And he's, oh my gosh, so much has come out of it. And I'm like, no, there is nothing tangible for me. So even when we have meetings, there is a point where he can see with my eyes that I start disconnecting because I'm like, this is going too far, too long. I need to go back and do some work. But now we know that, right? So we can adapt. So I think that's been like one of the major thing in the business. And when I was working with this coach, I can tell you her name. Her name is Fabienne Fredrickson. And she said, but you're not broken. I remember we did this test like on your entrepreneurial level. Are you an entrepreneur? There is a test somewhere. I think it's free. I was a 2 out of 10. And we were in Paris and we were at this retreat, right? And people are like 7, 8, 10. Fabienne is a 10. Next to me is my friend now, Gita. She's a 10 and I'm a 2. And I'm like, I have no place in this room, right? So if Fabian comes to me and I say, I'm a 2, and he said, that's okay, you're not broken. I remember the day she says, you're not broken. And she said, it just means that now we know. So you need to find the support for these things because I'm not a risk taker. So it's evolved a lot. Of course, now I have ideas, but I used to have zero ideas. Just tell me what to do. That's what I wanted to tell my husband all the time. Like, just tell me what to do. And the worst sentence that I used to work to use a lot that I don't anymore, even if I think it, is I don't know.
Okay, so this is just so awesome because what I teach is the business operating system from 19. I'll come back to that in a second. But yeah, in order to grow a company, when we start as solo entrepreneurs, we start and we all do everything, right? And we all, so we start and we have to do everything. And then as we grow up and we start going through the process, we start handing things out. And the two modalities at the top of the organizational chart are the visionary and the integrator. Okay. And the visionary is your husband, right? Yeah, he has all the ideas and he runs around and he has a vision and he has what he wants. And the integrator, that is you, where you have to make his ideas actually translate into the real world. Because visionaries, I'm a visionary. I'm not as good at making the ideas translate, and I have my integrator, Simon. So understanding that within yourself, it's such a powerful way that you can actually start being more productive and more effective.
Exactly. Because I think that thinking that we can do everything, like, first, I think it's very, not arrogant, but it's very like pretentious to say, oh, I can be everything. I can be the sales. I can be the marketing. I can be the tech. No, you cannot be great at all of this, right? But it's looking at what it is that we are great at and what it is that, like, she calls it like your zone of genius. What is it that where you are in that space, you really shine and that's where you get results? And the rest, you get help, right? So it's really, so there is something with usually when you have the integrator and the visionary is the face of the company. Guess what? I am. So
That's so
that
important,
is
right? Yeah.
creating, it's not making it easy, but again, because again, the integrator doesn't want to be seen, right? And that's a protection mechanism from me that came, that comes from like childhood. Like, we're not going to talk about that because that's not the point. But that's, so that creates not an extra difficulty, but it's like this, not again, not something I'm wired to do. That means that if I need to show up like this, if I need to make a video, if I need to speak, it requires extra energy for me to get there and really think through why am I doing this? That's how we make it happen anyway, because of the outcome.
And I think, yeah, we're going to touch on a couple of different points here because there's so much power in this. The big thing that I see time and time again is your business owners that are close to burnout. They're so stressed, they're time poor, yeah, and they have so much work to do, not enough time to do it. And a big portion of that, to your very point, is if you're doing the things you're good at, it's easy to do them. You have the energy. You can go forward and you can do them. If you're doing the things you're not good at, it's not. So recognizing and understanding that is a massive benefit to your mental health. You're always doing the things you're not good at. It really gives you a hard time when you go forward with that. So let's just dig into that a bit because we'll come back to the AI in a second. But you said to me when we met previously, you were doing 75 hard. Tell me, yeah,
Oh, yes.
wellness is so important to me, and wellness, I think we can't be good entrepreneurs until we look after ourselves, until we respect ourselves, do we love
Yeah.
ourselves? So tell me, how do you get into that?
Yeah. So today I am on day 55 or 75 hard. I've lost 12 pounds. I've got my energy back. And why I started it. So we are 2025 has been a turning point for our business. And we knew we had to reinvent ourselves. Like, we've been in a comfortable place for a bit too long. And what they say, you know, what got you here won't get you there. That's exactly that. That's why we started Podcast Lead Flow. And again, knowing that, so I've been watching 75 Hard. And basically, for people that don't know, it's just this basically these rules that you put for yourself for 75 days. There are things that you have to do that are going to make you test your commitments, but it's going to also make you healthier. Don't drink, exercise twice a day. You know, there are several things. And I also, for my readings, I also knew that they often say if you want a big change in an area of your life, it helps if you are also doing something that's really putting you out of your comfort zone in another area. And I'm like, I cannot, I guess I didn't want to stay the same. Something had to change. And I'm turning 54 on Sunday. I told you it's my birthday. And I've always had in my head, my husband keeps telling me this, oh, I'm over 50. I cannot lose that weight. I used to play tennis. I used to run, and I've run several half marathons. And now everything aches, right? So I can't. And I used to think, I'm over 50, that's it. And then I saw, so that's for business, I saw what the results that people were getting at my age. And that made me think, why not me? Right. So I was like, I thought that's a good challenge. And I'm doing it for me and nobody else. That's the big difference. Because it felt for the business for a long time that I was doing this business for my husband. So, of course, when it doesn't work, then that's the message that comes out. I'm not even doing this for myself. Why am I putting so much pressure on myself when it's not what I want? So I was able in the business to find, don't want to say pleasure, but to find like love into what I do just through the connections that I'm making. I am a connector and I love talking to people, my clients, and getting them results. So that's how I got to love the job, right? But to get to that next level, I don't know really what it takes. So doing 75 hearts is giving me a big change in my life. And as they say, when you do something big like this, you're going to feel like, I don't know if it's courage or what it is, but that you can also try things in business.
I love that. Yeah, I do Wim Hof, as we mentioned, and I take people through the ice baths, and they come to me first of all very scared, very unsure if they can do it, believing they're not. I've had five people over 4 years, 3.5 years, actually get out the ice bath, right? And all the rest I've got in. And this thing of doing something hard, it's so important to us. We need to understand that we're capable, that we're confident that we have this. And I've done probably thousands of ice baths now, all over the world, in all sorts of crazy places. And there's one thing that's true. Every time I get in, every time I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
It's hard, right? So now we get up in the morning. Part of our program is to get your morning right. Because if you get your morning, you can get your day right. So we get up in the morning, we do a breath work first of all, we do some meditation. Yeah, then we do a little bit of PT. Yeah, and then we jump in and we do an ice bath. Maybe we'll have a sauna in between. And just this, I love that you said you have to love yourself because it's so important that you're doing this for you, right?
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
nobody else.
100%. And when you can start your day right, when you can get that, that power from actually, I've done something hard. Yeah, for me, the breath work and the meditation clears my mind. It takes the emotions away. Yeah, and then I go, get the blood going, get everything moving. And then I go, okay, now let's just wake up properly with a nice bath. And it's just so powerful. So, yeah, this really is something that I think will significantly change your life.
Absolutely. I think that, I don't know what I'm going to do after 75 hours. I've seen people do it several times. I will do some version of that. I don't want to stop that momentum. It's
Ice bath, breath work, meditation.
Exactly.
I'll share some breath work here,
Yes,
and
please.
maybe.
But yeah, it's also what it is showing me is that I can be consistent. I can commit to something because I've heard from people around me, I cannot commit to something more than 1 week and then it slips off. So if that is you, if you're like procrastinating and things like that, we're not lazy. I don't believe that most people are lazy. They are just doing something that's really not what they want to do. Because when you really want to do it, then you find a way. You're looking for the accelerator. Look, think at the kid in the candy store that really wants the candy. You think he's gonna ask, "Mom, can I get a candy?" And the mom's gonna say no, it's gonna say nothing. No, he's gonna jump, he's gonna go back, he's gonna go back. That should be the same thing in business if we can get as excited as the kid that wants the candy. But you have to find out what is your candy.
100%.
So that's a sign. When I work with people with memberships, right now there are people I say, "No, I don't think you're ready. I'm not going to take your money to build something so it looks like this person because you want to do the same as her." Because when you share your idea, you don't sound excited. If you're not, you haven't sold it to me. So you got to get excited. So I get them talking through the coaching, and then suddenly they talk about something, and I say, "Okay, that, let's go deeper." But this is something that you cannot do alone. I think that there might be some people that are like, they just know what they want to do and they go for it. But there are people that are so into not allowing themselves to think that, no, because they think, how am I going to monetize it? How am I going to sell it? It's not about that. It just starts with the idea. And I don't know where I was going with this, but
But
basically,
to your point, I think this ability to be coachable is so important.
yes.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we struggle with as entrepreneurs because we want to do it by ourselves. We want to believe that we're all powerful. We can take this and we can run with it. And I found over the I used to do a lot of I do a lot of skydiving, so jumping out of airplanes. But also part of this is doing indoor skydiving. So you have the tunnel with the wind blowing in it, and and this costs £600 an hour. It's a lot of money. Yeah, and you go in small chunks. And so when I first did this, yeah, I was okay, I'm just gonna learn myself because the coaches were another £200 an hour. I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. Yeah. And I spent 6 hours just going and going and not doing anything. And one of my friends was a coach, he came to me, he said, "Listen, Roy, you need coaching, right?" And I'm like, "No." And eventually he said, "Okay, I'll give you coaching for half an hour, just have the coaching." And in that half an hour, I learned more than the 6 hours before. Yeah, so for me, I now have two business coaches. I have marketing coaches. I have, wherever I need to get support, that's
Exactly.
important. So I love what you're doing on the membership side because it's such a big piece. It's a lovely, nice niche. There's so many people having their school communities and the other communities, and I just think there's a real big opportunity there. So now let's move, let's shift gears slightly. Let's go to AI and let's think about AI. And where do you think the world's going to be in 2 years' time?
I don't know how fast it is going to go, but I think it's going to be pretty scary. I don't know if, do you know Diary of a CEO? Stephen Bartlett, he was saying, I just got this little short and he was talking to someone, I think like from a big AI company that was saying that the guy is saying something to the public and he's saying something completely differently in private. And what he's saying is like the fear is that AI is going to say at some point, I don't need the human to make a decision now. I can do it for myself. So.
I think, oh look, I think, yeah, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity within ourselves to decide that we take this tool, we use it as a tool, and we make ourselves as strong as possible. Yeah, and I love this concept that I can think outside my brain now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, and sometimes people are surprised when I say this, but I don't use many tools. There are many tools I see, but like it's shiny object to me. Like I said, do I have a problem? So many of these companies, they get started and they die just as fast, right? Let's see who is still here in 2 years, right? Because some, and then some get made irrelevant because of another tool and things like that. It's moving so fast that I think it's really hard to see which way it's going to go. But like you said, it's for us to decide. For me, AI, again, an accelerator, right? An amplifier of great things. So it's human, AI, and human again, even like for copy or ideas and things like that. You've got to feed it good stuff in order for it to help you, and then whatever it gives you, you can do something with it. But yeah, where is it going to be in 2 years? I have no idea. I think a lot of people that are creating content with AI right now that's very flat, that suddenly has all these emojis that they never used before, it's eventually going to go away, you know, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm really encouraging the people that I'm working with that AI is such a good tool in so many areas, right? And as humans, we have this opportunity. We can either push everything towards AI, and then end up with a company that's, like you say, is flat, it has no soul, has no heart. Or we can put the recurring things, the things that we're actually, that we don't want to do, and get AI to do that. And then we bring more human to the top and be a more human organization. And that's, yeah, let your staff have a half a day off if there's not enough work because all the AI is doing it. Just let's take the opportunity to live an amazing life. We don't have to work as hard and we won't have to work as hard. And this is the mindset change that, yeah, I think business owners need to have and corporations need to have. And like you said, how long will that take? We have all the big companies getting rid of all the coders, and I don't want to go negative because I don't like that. But I just encourage everybody to think, okay, how is it that we can actually make this tool that's so powerful work for us in a way that everybody else benefits?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that if you look at it from the point like, can it save me time? Can it automate things that don't require my human intervention? Right? So that's usually not writing emails because emails are human, but like things that can be automated so that we can be more consistent. It can help create consistency, but it can also help customizing. That's what we do with Podcast Leadflow, help being able to gather automatically contacts from people to give them something more custom, right? So it's, I think if you look at it from that standpoint, looking at your business or the business you want to create and all the areas and where is it that can I find a tool to do this either faster, better, then that's where it makes sense.
Yeah, I think I use it for a couple of other things. I use it for journaling because I don't like writing. I use it for brainstorming. I use it for ideation. How do I, what am I missing? So those, all of those things have just allowed me to do so much more with so much less. But I still maintain in the last 6 months, I've done 6 years worth of work. And not 6 years worth of work where I'm working crazy, although the last couple of weeks I have been, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited about where we can go. Moving on to your podcast lead flow, just give me a little bit of an understanding. Tell people what that's all about.
Okay, sure. So Podcast Lead Flow is our new baby. It's not so new now. It got out in January. But basically, what we do with Podcast Lead Flow is we give an opportunity to hosts of podcasts and guests to be able to connect with their listeners. Again, this came from a problem that we found. So I have a podcast. It's got 137 episodes. I have no idea what it brought to my business because you don't know your listeners, right? And so what Olivia identified was that because of the work we were doing with AI inside membership and things like that, and we could get transcripts and videos and audios and things like that and do something with it. It was like, what if we had a tool where we could use the podcast episode as the knowledge? Say we do an episode and you share how you work with people, your framework, right? And then we had AI create a form where people would enter their name and their email. But instead of getting a PDF, sign up to get my free guide, which is very top of the funnel, very generic, right? What if we ask them a couple of questions that would be the context so that instead of sending them a PDF, everybody gets the same thing, they get an email customized for them based on where they're at. So it basically creates unique piece of content. So either their four-step plan to implement your thing or one thing you to do this week to get some result. So that's a way to connect with your listener who might not be quite ready to book the call, if that's your funnel, but wants to know more how to implement. And that's what's missing right now. People are sending people to Apple and Spotify, but these platforms, they only want listener to stay on their platforms. They don't care about your call to action. That's why they don't make it easy, right? So we were like, there is an opportunity to create this tool where if your episode is actionable, people have an opportunity, and you say in the episode, there is a tool below, and actually I'm going to create a tool for our conversation. So you'll see it, right?
Awesome.
I do it with all my guest appearances. And when you fill out these questions, I'm going to get you, some people say, a piece of coaching, an advice, your four step, or what you can do this week. And I'm going to be CC'd on the email. That means that I see what they receive and I can respond in a couple of days and start a conversation. So this is amazing for people that are coaches, that do group coaching or service providers. So probably higher ticket type, but see it as a pre-qualifier of leads.
Amazing. And we will have a conversation as well about that because that's something I'm quite interested in. And a few of my clients are podcasting as well. So, I think that's an amazing thing. So then we have the membership lab. This is the.
So basically, the membership lab, this is where we support people in different ways. A lot of the people that come to us, they already have a business and they are thinking of adding a membership to their business assets, right? And what we help them figure out is where it best fits based on what they want the business to go. So for example, if they are, I'm going to a coach, right? Or they sell a SaaS product or something, right? And they want more sales for that. And they have this audience, they have these followers or this list of people that are not buying this thing, right? There is an opportunity for a membership there, right? Where you can start to support these people to get them ready for the next step. So I help them figure out where does it make sense so that they really create that synergy between their offers. We do the tech, obviously, we build the platforms, and then we do AI integration. So people that want to move custom GPTs inside a portal, we do assistance, we do AI support your assistance, we do little tools. So for example, a little form to help you rewrite your LinkedIn profile. So it can grab your profile, ask you some questions, and boom, it can spit out things. So you need to feed it the knowledge, right? How do you write a profile? But that's part of your expertise, right? But then it can have this form. So basically, it helps people, instead of writing things down, you're basically, it helps you think, and it can challenge you and things like that.
So, yeah, give me the two strangest requests that, or strangest membership sites that you've built up. Because there's so many people sitting here, they're going to be sitting here thinking, yeah, I don't think I can do a membership site. Yeah.
Oh, you can have a membership for anything. I think one that worked really well was scrapbooking.
Okay, do tell. Scrum booking.
Scrapbooking, right?
Yeah.
So basically you scrapbooking. You know what scrapbooking is, right?
I don't. You do.
No, you don't? Okay, all right. So it's basically where you it's basically where you create, you doodle, and you can put stickers and writing. I'm
Okay.
probably saying this really bad. For people that do scrapbooking, I'm sorry. But it's like a hobby. It's a hobby. So you put things together, you make it pretty. It's like scrapbooking, you know? So, of course.
I know what a scrapbook is, and it makes sense. I just
Yeah.
didn't know if
So,
didn't
yeah,
know it
some
was a
people
thing.
do that.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, one is. Actually, it's very helpful, but like I had no idea that was a need. One is, so it's the Dog Handler Academy. So it's basically a membership where you pay to have your team trained on how to basically be a good employee in a dog daycare center. So basically, this is how the idea came: problem solution.
Oh, yeah.
Dog daycare centers, they have a lot of turnover. People leave. So she had to retrain people all the time. So she created this program, these videos, and she said to the employee, go watch this. This is like your onboarding, right? And then she said, gosh, I can sell this to other dog daycare centers. So she put it behind a membership, and now dog daycare centers can buy five, seven licenses. And instead of showing the rope to their new employees, they're like, go through that and watch the videos.
And there you have it. You can have a
Another one,
membership
yeah. Another one is IV Mastery. IV Mastery is for nurses that work in retirement homes. Every 3 or 6 months or so, they need to pass a test again. How do you place an IV? How do you feed food and all that stuff?
Yeah.
So instead of having these things locally, they buy the membership. And they have all the videos, and they can see all the employees, and they can see if the employees have done the thing, and they get a certificate that they've done it
Yeah.
for compliance. So anything that is pretty much a recurring problem requires a recurring solution has an opportunity. A gas station can have a subscription. You have a subscription, that means that maybe you have special discount on certain things, right? It's
Yeah. That's yeah, it's such an important part for me of the value ladder. Yeah, so I have
Yeah.
more AI community, and yeah, so what does the value ladder look like? And maybe I'll talk to you about that. So the value ladder, your people aren't always ready to buy from you, right? Yeah,
Absolutely.
and they have to get to know you. They have to see how you talk, and are they the right people? And you need to get to know them as well. I very much believe, I think we spoke about this, I very much believe that I won't work with everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
There needs to be a good energy. We need to understand each other. The person needs to be coachable and understand what that looks like. And yeah, so I vet a lot of people before and say, no, sorry, we're not a good fit. Go and try this person. Yeah, and yeah, this membership site is such a good way for people to see who you are, to see
Yeah,
your values, to see everything. And yeah.
absolutely. It's not for everyone. So the people that I saw, people that started membership, and they're like, it's a lot of work. It's heavy. We have to create all of this content. They really either go about it the wrong way, because a membership is a scalable model by definition. So if you think it's too hard work or it takes too much of your time, you designed it wrong for what you want. Right.
Right.
So don't do a membership because you want recurring income and you think that it's passive income. It's not, but it's really got to align. It's got to be something that you also want to do, right? It's
Yeah.
otherwise outsource the whole thing and don't even put your name on it, right? Have someone on your team take care of that. But I see too many people that get involved because they feel they have to, but they do it with such negative energy that they're like, it's not even growing. I had a call, like, I think that was this year, and she was like, yeah, it's not really growing. And I'm saying, what are you doing to grow it? Nothing. Yeah. Duh. And it happens so often. I'm not getting clients, I'm not getting members. Okay, what are you doing to get members? Nothing at the moment. That's the first problem.
I'll just put a website up and everyone will just come to me.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, I think, yeah, there's so much useful content in here and there's so much useful stuff that we're talking about, and we can probably carry on talking for another 2 hours. Yeah, what's the future look like now? What does the future look like for yourself and your husband, and where are you going?
Podcast lead flow is the thing that we really want to grow. We have a big opportunity with agencies and white labeling, which we're working on already, just because we think it's a problem and we have a solution. So that's one thing, and hopefully that's what can get.
How are you pricing that model? What are you doing with what does it look like for? I'm a podcaster, I want to come to you. What does it look like? Am I going to spend thousands of pounds to get this working, or?
Oh no, right now it's a one license that you pay per month, and you can put that on as many episodes as you want, right? So the process right now to sign up is very hands-on VIP. We help people figure out like what episode, because we don't want people to do it and do nothing with it. This is not a tool that is going to get you listeners. This is the tool that is going to turn your listener, but you have to share that page. If you continue to share your Apple or Spotify, it won't work, right? So there's a lot of handholding that I do with every single client right now because I can. I'm not going to be able to do that forever. But basically, if anyone is interested, it's just reach out to us. We do demos. That means that if I see someone that could be a good fit and I'm already connected with them, then I would create a demo with one of his episodes that I think would make sense. I make a video and I say, hey, look, this is what, did you know that this is possible and are you interested to chat? So I do a lot of custom demos because you can implement this so quickly that I can do that.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some people interested in that on here. Yeah, going forward now. Yeah, going forward, you've got the podcast lead flow. Yeah, any plans with the family? How are you living the life you love?
So right now, like I said, the three kids are out of the house, right? So we are empty nesters. Right now, we have seasons in life and business, and right now it's business. So you said finding the balance. I don't know if there is such a things, but there are seasons where family matters, which is what it was when we came back to France. I had a 6 months old, right? And now the season is business because it's preparing for our retirement. So vacation, things like that, no, that's not in the plan, but that's okay because it's on our terms. It's our choice. So that's really the focus. The goal is really to be able to grow Podcast Lead Flow to a place where we can start envision doing other things.
So now, if you were going to tell, our guests, our listeners, one thing in your business journey that you wish you'd known earlier, what might that be?
I think it's the biggest thing is probably knowing yourself
Cool.
and how you're wired.
Amazing.
Because otherwise, when you don't get the result, you start to feel lack of self-worth. It's me, I'm not good. It's not that you're not good. It's just that you're in the wrong path. You're not using the right tools. You're not supported by the right people. So find out how you're wired. Know what lights you up, and when you operate within this, like you're doing amazing things, and try to stay there. And then for the rest, forget about it right now or hire it out or do the minimum, right? We have only so much energy in the day, and there are things that absolutely drain my energy. And when you've done that, then you have nothing left for the good stuff, right? So, yeah, knowing yourself.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you very much for coming on board. It's been great chatting to you. I'm looking forward to seeing what the lead flow thing looks like, and
Yeah,
it's going
absolutely.
to be awesome. And yeah, we will be, yeah, let's catch up in a couple of months' time and show us how you're going on the journey. Yeah.
Absolutely. I would love that. Thank you so much, Roy.
Brilliant. for listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power, where our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers start with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life that you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.